Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Following the announcements by Rick Snyder about some key appointments and the transition team last week, want to bring in one of our favorite guests, Tom Watkins, U.S.-China and Education Consultant, former State Superintendent of Schools. Hello, Tom. How are you?
I'm great tonight. How you doing, Jack?
Just fine. Well, what was your take on the initial wave of appointments for the Snyder administration?
Well, I think they're doing good and moving in the right direction. I have a lot of respect for former Lieutenant Governor Dick Posthumus and Andy Dillon. I mean, I think it's good that they're reaching across the aisle. Some on the Democratic side may say that not much of a reach with Andy Dillon, but a solid guy that I think is going to add great value, both of them, to the Snyder administration.
Susan J. Demas was with us at the top of the show, another Dome magazine contributor, and she said she thought that it would be very tough to find too many people with negative things to say about Dick Posthumus. In such a political world, to be around as long as he has, I guess that's saying something.
Well, he's a man of character and of great value, and I think that not only is he going to add to the Snyder's team in relationship to building that legislative agenda, obviously he has great skills in that arena as a former lieutenant governor and majority leader, but he's also a man of great character and values, and I think that speaks very highly for Governor-elect Snyder.
What about reaching over to get a Democrat in Andy Dillon, someone who could have been Rick Snyder's opponent in this gubernatorial race? A lot of people thought that Andy Dillon actually had a better chance of getting the nomination at one point than Rick Snyder did. Is Andy Dillon, is he going to bring some Democratic principles that would be refreshing here and maybe get people all on the same page when we didn't know if that was possible?
Well, Andy's a very smart guy, and I think that one of the things that you're seeing with Governor-elect Snyder is building that bridge between, you know, people that understand government and governance and the legislative process with these first two very great appointments, but also people that bring solid private sector experience. And I think that having a Democrat in the first two major appointments speaks volumes to what Governor Snyder said he was going to do. And one of the things that impresses me about Governor-elect Snyder is he appears to be, and certainly this reflects that, appears to be more pragmatic and about solving problems as opposed to the traditional, just, you know, strong ideological and political bent. So these are good appointments and off to a great start.
When he and some members of his transition team are talking about taxes on services, this may not be the most traditional Republican point of view either, so I'll be very eager to see how this all plays out. Our guest, Tom Watkins, U.S.-China and Education Consultant, has written a great piece, Snyder No Superman, but he has brought us hope. And before we discuss that, I have to ask you one more question about the Snyder administration, Tom. If you were to get a phone call this evening and you were asked who he absolutely had to have as a member of his administration, what name would you give him?
Oh, that's a great, great question. I think there's some excellent people that are out there. Somebody that that I just think the world of is former Congressman, former State Senator Joe Schwartz. To have Joe part of anything, Senator Joe would certainly be a tremendous value to any administration, any organization. Joe Schwartz chaired the Mental Health Committee when I was State Mental Health Director, and just somebody that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. So I'd love to see Joe as part of the Snyder administration.
Well, you and Susan J. Demas are making the same recommendation, so maybe it will be heard by Rick Snyder and his transition staff. I want to ask you about the importance of hope, as you suggest. No one has all the answers. If they did, it wouldn't be, we wouldn't have as many problems as we do. It's a little more complicated than that. But how important is it to provide hope and make people think that the possible is in sight?
Well, I think that it's a very important. Governor-elect Snyder, like Governor Granholm, is going to have their hands full. I mean, he's going to take the reins of state government, and we're at least $1.6 billion in debt. And I predict when Governor Snyder gets there, he's going to find that number's north of $2 billion. So he's going to have his hands full. And so he's going to have to make some cuts, and he's going to have to do, as we've talked about many times, Jack, the new three R's. He's going to have to reform, restructure, and reinvent the state of Michigan in many different ways. And in doing that, he's going to have to balance those tough, hard decisions with letting people know that our better days are not behind us. Our better days are in front of us. And I think that he has the skills and the values and the commitment to do just that. So I'm really rooting for the new governor. And I hope that everybody across the state, whether Democrat or Republican, you know, too oftentimes we spend a lot of our time, it's when the new guy gets elected, whether Democrat or Republican, drilling holes in the bottom of the boat, sticking a stick in the spokes of the wheel. Well, all of us need to be helping Governor Snyder become successful, because if he is successful, the state's successful, and that's certainly going to be good for all of us.
Well, you talk about those tough, hard decisions. You don't make those without alienating and irritating, and to paraphrase that line about tax revenue, you lose a million here, you lose a million there, and sooner or later, you've got a real dent in your base. And how important is it for him to communicate well and be in constant contact with the public so they understand what's behind these cuts and these tough decisions?
Well, I think that's absolutely critical. We've watched in this country as we go back and forth like a seesaw. You know, the Democrats are up, the Republicans are down, and vice versa. So we have got a real fickle public. So communicating with them, engaging them, and letting them know. Typically, you know, everyone has a mandate until you make the tough decisions. Mm-hmm. And then everybody, you know, that old don't tax me, don't tax thee, tax right. That other guy behind the tree.
Right.
And that goes with cuts as well. And the governor's going to have to make some very, very tough decisions to get our state in the right direction and really putting our state back to work.
It'll be interesting to watch. How long do you think the public will give Rick Snyder before it holds him fully accountable for the mess that he has inherited?
Well, I think it's he'll get that accountability on day one. You know, the king is dead, long live the king. So Governor Granholm is going out, and she took her licks during the past 8 years, did a number of good things, and did some things, didn't do some things that I thought could have and should have been done. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he steps into the chair, it's his responsibility. And again, I think a great start with the transition team that he put together with Doug Rothwell and Murray and his wife, Mark. And certainly these first two appointments, he's off to a great start. So let's wish him well, tough decisions ahead, and let's make sure that Michigan gets back to work.
Well, it can be a very short honeymoon. I think one of the problems with the Obama administration in its first 2 years was that it stopped communicating and stopped trying to explain its vision. And the people sitting there trying to wonder, trying to figure out what's happening instead of having a roadmap in front of you. And then even if you don't like the road, at least you can see where the destination is. So,
well, I think that one of the great things that Governor Snyder did, the governor-elect now, did during the campaign is held, 50 to 75 community town hall meetings where he listened, he laid out his vision, he didn't sugarcoat it, he didn't tell people that, you know, everything is going to be easy. He said that there's some tough decisions to be made. And so I suspect that he'll continue to do that. But at the same time, one of the things that I expect from Governor Snyder is that he'll listen, but he'll also make the decisions, pull the trigger, make those tough decisions, and move forward. And again, he's putting a good team around him as he starts out.
Tom, what's your next piece in Dome Magazine?
That remains to be seen. One issue that certainly is intriguing to me, and a lot of people aren't focusing on it now, but come December 1, the president has appointed an 18-member commission, the Debt Reduction Commission, which is going to talk about how the U.S. government is going to get out from the $14 trillion budget hole that the U.S. government is under, which is about $46,000 per every man, woman, and child in America that we're all in hock. So that may be an area that I'll take a look at, because at the state level, Governor Snyder is going to have to make some tough decisions, and this new Congress, the Tea Party folks as well, are going to have to make some very tough decisions. Do they raise taxes, or do they cut, or do they do a combination of both? Because there's not an easy way to deal with a budget deficit.
Our guest, Tom Watkins, U.S.-China and education consultant, and as he says, Snyderman will not be a superhero, but he can help us in some other ways if we're all on the same page and if we have hope. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
It's always good to be with you, Jack. Thank you.